A theater with a Moroccan-style courtyard may seem out of place in southern Minnesota, but this town has not only found a way to keep the place alive, but thriving, with opportunities for people in the region. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. As Kelly Nygaard will tell you, the Paradise Arts Center on Central Avenue in Faribault, Minnesota, has quite a history.
The Paradise Center for the Arts was actually once built as an opera house in the late 1880s. In 1920, it had a fire burned to the ground, and they rebuilt on the framework of that as a theater.
It wasn't known as the Paradise Center back then, and the theater they built had a unique architectural style.
When you walk in, it's done in a Moroccan courtyard feel, as it was originally done in 1920 when it was built.
But that theater, like many in small towns, ran on hard times, and some may have wondered if it would eventually be lost to history.
In the late 80s, it was completely abandoned. It was storage, it was a taekwondo studio for some time, and a couple community organizations banded together, purchased that building, and spent millions to restore it.
And with the restoration came a use similar to the old, but one that has become a place for many to gather.
It now houses two theater groups. It has performances almost every weekend, be that a theater production, a comedian, dueling pianos. There's something truly for everyone.
The restoration of the theater is an example of some of the things smaller towns are doing to bring people back to live and work. You can hear more about this idea and others from small towns at a website we've created just for these stories. Go to TotalTownMakeover.com and see those stories under the Resources tab, or just follow Total Town Makeover on Facebook. I'll have more of the story of what this town did to attract locals and visitors next time. As we travel the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.